Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Now imagine waking up refreshed, energised and ready to tackle your day without the after effects of overdrinking. Well, in her practical guide, Tansy Forrest offers proven strategies and hypnotherapy techniques to help you regain control of your sleep. She's here to tell us about it now. Great to have you on the show with us, Tansy.
Hi, lovely to meet you, Selena.
So basically, it's stopping hangovers, is it?
Yes, that's right. So I myself was a heavy drinker, a bit of a party animal after university, and it kind of didn't slow down. And I had some issues with grief after I lost my brother when I was in my late 20s. And that kind of compounded and I got into a bit of a tailspin. And so I kind of wanted to find a way out of this because I was frustrated with the existing forms of help out there, which is usually things like AA, which was complete abstinence, you know, which is what was offered if you go to your doctor. And so I looked to other methods and I found hypnotherapy, and it was really, really helpful because it raised my confidence, my self-esteem, and I applied that with other moderation techniques, and I found it really successful. So that set me on my journey.
So is it all about moderation then, drinking in moderation?
Yeah, so moderation is just kind of like enjoying the first couple of drinks, you know, having that relaxing buzz, you know, and without sort of taking it too far. So if we have those moments where we wake up the next day and we think, oh, I really wish I hadn't had that whole bottle of wine or whatever, then, you know, the other end of the spectrum is moderation, where you kind of have one or two drinks and you wake up feeling refreshed the next day.
Yeah, and you are right. Alcohol does compound your emotions, doesn't it? I mean, if you are feeling, like you said, grief because of your brother, that's just going to heighten it. If you're feeling quite happy, then maybe it'll heighten it the other way. But either way, it's a false emotion, I think.
Yeah, that's right. It really can. And a lot of people do drink to change their mood. They drink, you know, to deal with stress. I work with clients who have a great many of different life situations, and often they hit a patch of stress, they start drinking more, and then it's difficult to get out of. And that's where I can come in and help them. So, you know, I regularly work with people who are drinking kind of a bottle of wine a night or more, and they just want to cut down to healthier levels so they can enjoy their life without losing sleep and, you know, fractious relationships with family members. It's just, you know, it's kind of about tweaking their approach to it and feeling like they can do it as well. You know, it's about giving people that kind of feeling of confidence, and this is something I can tackle.
Yeah. So what's worse, Tansy? I have friends, most of my friends will have a couple of glasses of wine every night to relax them, and that's fine. And they'll do that. They're not like heavy drinkers, but they'll have a couple of glasses of wine, maybe a bit more at the weekend. I don't drink at all in the week because even one glass of wine will give me a hangover and I have to work. Yeah. But then I'll go out one night at the weekend, like a Friday, and have loads. So it's a bit like binge drinking. And I think maybe that's probably worse than my body for what they're doing.
Well, I think yes, it is, but I mean, it's drinking every night is not good for us. You know, if you're drinking a couple of glasses, that's great, but you know, I'd recommend having some alcohol-free days a week to give your body a rest. And then when it comes to binge drinking, I guess the question is, are you happy with it? People don't come to me because they're happy with their drinking. They come to me because they want to make a change, because you know, maybe their weekend is being affected by the binge drinking, or you know, they've had some health markers from their doctor that are less than favorable. So people reach that point where it's like, okay, this is the situation I'm in and I want to make a change. And I'm there to show them that they can do that if that's what they want to do, and they don't have to give up drinking completely.
Yeah, that's a good thing, isn't it? Because, like you say, with AA, which I imagine people go to when it's an extreme case, that is a complete abstinence. At least you're not saying, right, you can never drink again.
Yeah, and actually, the research backs that up as well. You know, like I looked at a lot of research papers, I did a lot of research into can people moderate if they've had a drinking issue? And yes, they absolutely can. If they've got the like the skills, the motivation, the support, they can cut down. You know, I had a gentleman I worked with in America, and he was regularly drinking 100 units a week, and it was heavy liquor. He's cut it down slowly, working together, and now he's having some time alcohol free, which is massive. He hasn't done this in years. And I saw him the other day on Zoom, and he's looking so much brighter. He's recovered from hip surgery, and he's got a new lease of life, and he's in his late 60s. So, you know, it's never too late to change. You know, people come to this maturing out, as it's called in the harm reduction field, at many stages of their life, and that's fantastic.
So let's get down to the nitty-gritty then. How can you help somebody if they want to change their drinking patterns? What are the strategies?
Well, I mean, it depends on what type of drinker they are. So whether a daily drinker or they're an at-home drinker. So we might look at their mood if they're drinking at home, you know, and look at their triggers as well. You know, is it stress that's causing them to drink? Is it habit? Is it, you know, a life event? Is it certain people in their life that are, you know, when they get with them, they always drink more than they plan to? Okay. So it's looking at those triggers, and it's coming up with a kind of plan. So if they've been drinking a bottle of wine a night, for example, doing a gentle tapering plan where they would reduce it over time. Okay. And then we would choose some strategies, such as, you know, it might be things like starting later, you know. You know, when they finish their meal, that's the full stop to the alcohol. It could be monitoring how much they're drinking. There's a whole plethora of moderation strategies that are available out there and that I research that I can bring to the client. I don't pretend to say one size fits all. So we make a plan. And then we talk about also their motivation. Why is it important for them to cut down? Okay, is it health? Is it energy? Is it relationships? Is it career development? Like, what is it about now that's important for them? And then I feed all this into the hypnosis. So I make them a hypnosis recording. So at the end of the session together, they've got a plan. And they've got a hypnosis recording. And with my book, when they buy my book, they get the hypnosis recordings as well. It just kind of depends what approach, whether they prefer to read a book, they prefer to have in-person sessions, or they can do both. That's why, you know, I wrote the book, is so that my framework is there for everyone to access, whether they want one-to-one therapy or they want a more self-led approach.
And you're in London, I believe. And we're obviously in Spain. Do you do online sessions?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, most of my clients, because I've got a big YouTube following, because I do sleep hypnosis, that's my other sort of field. A lot of my clients come from America. Because that's, you know, large English speaking countries. So I think after COVID, a lot of therapy changed, and some people like face to face, but most of my work is done online. And that works really well because you have the coaching part of the session, I ask the right questions, work with the clients. And then the second half of the session is me going away and making the personalized recording. And of course, now we've got the book available. That speeds up the process, depending on how much self-led people want to do. But in essence, yeah, it works really well over Zoom.
And what about, I know one of the worst things, it's like New Year's resolutions, you know, you might try and do dry January, or you might try and eat less, lose weight, whatever. The biggest thing is failure. You have one setback. Is it easy to deal with that?
That's a really good question, actually, Selena. This is one of the huge parts of behaviour change is lapse management, as we call it in the business. And this is kind of, you know, that feeling when you wake up and you think, oh, I've done it again. Yeah. You know, it feels like sometimes it feels like you're in Groundhog Day. OK. And as the saying goes, madness is repeating the same thing, but expecting a different result. OK, now, so what we do is in sessions and in the book, you know, I teach clients to actually turn into a positive learning experience. Okay. So we say, okay, the lapse happened. All right. It was understandable that you drank more than you intended to because of X, Y, or Z. But importantly, what are we going to do differently next time? So it might be, you know, don't drink in that particular situation as a trigger, or it could be, you know, plan more carefully, self-care, hydration, you know, that kind of thing before drinking. You know, it could be all manner of things. And I find that clients tend to know the answer, right? It's like, oh, well, and so you just collect that data, you collect that lapse data, and over time, what that does, if you do it consistently, whenever you have a lapse, you start to learn, you know, about yourself. You know, you get this self-knowledge of, ah, okay, it's not great to drink in those circumstances, or if I do drink, I'm going to do it slightly differently. And that turns what could have been a negative situation, you know, of shame or of regret, okay, it turns into a positive, so that what happens is the lapses start becoming fewer and fewer. I mean, I myself used to have about 3 or 4 lapses a month where I overdrunk. Now, touch wood, I probably have 1 or 2 a year. And this is what I aim to do with my clients. So that's where the growth happens. It's not when you're doing really well. It's when you hit a problem. That's what we want to see. Okay, what's going on here? And what will we do differently next time?
Yeah, I do believe that if you've been through something yourself, you're better to advise, like you say, your clients, because you know exactly what they're going through.
Yeah. And for a lot of people, you know, because there's so much stigma around alcohol issues, it's really, they find it refreshing to have someone that's not going to judge them. You know, it's completely understandable. Alcohol for many, many years has been freely available. Okay. And we have historically a strange relationship with it in films and things like that. You know, people are either, you know, celebrating or commiserating. And actually people use alcohol in many different ways, okay? And the days of judgment really should be over, okay? It's about how we can make our lives better and to help people feel supported. You know, it's like you go to the doctor, okay? If you go to the doctor and you tell him you've got an issue with your skin, for example, he says, oh yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, that's going to finish you off that. You know, how are you going to come away from that appointment, okay? As opposed to you go to the doctor who says, yeah, well, that is a difficult thing, but look, we can put this and this in place and you're not going to make a recovery and you're going to really improve your life. You're going to come away from that interaction feeling completely different. This is the same, okay? It's about empowering people to know that they can make a change. And I always say it's the gift that keeps on giving, because they're often reporting, oh, I'm sleeping better. Oh, you know, and I'm, you know, I've got more energy to do the things I need to do in the day, you know, and it's just rolls on and on and on. And when they, and they're not going to change things overnight, because many of our drinking behaviors took many years to recruit, of course. But what they will see is they'll see small changes that will motivate them to continue. And that's what we want, because then they get on a positive trajectory and move in that direction. Whereas previously they might have looked on the internet, typed in some alcohol symptoms and got doom and gloom. And this is what I found when I was looking into it. You know, it was really quite quite depressing, when actually it doesn't need to be that way. And so my book is offering a message of positivity, care, and hope that people can improve their lives.
Do you think, Tansy, you can go out and still have fun if you're not drinking? If you're the one person that's not having a drink and you're with all your friends that are, do you think that's possible?
That's a great question. So I find friendships change when you do cut down. Okay, so sometimes we're with people and we drink to cope because the friendship is based on drinking. We can't know that until we cut down. Some friendships strengthen, some friendships wane if they're only based on drinking. However, you know, I think it happens over time, and it's subtle. It's not like, you know, all your friends are gonna, you're gonna lose all your friends, but there may be some people who, if they're very heavy drinkers themselves and they don't want to change and your relationship was just based on drinking, well, I'm not sure that's gonna survive. And is that necessarily a bad thing? What will happen is you cut down as you know, because it's easier to moderate when you're hanging around with people who don't drink so much and or don't drink at all, and perhaps you're doing things that are slightly different, such as going for a lovely walk, a brunch, you know, out in the country, doing hobbies, things that aren't based around alcohol. That's really the key to success, is where you have interests that are not just around drinking. Now, this may feel daunting if at every event you've been to, someone puts a glass of wine in front of you and you just take that glass of wine, you know. But I would urge people that will change over time and as they get more used to it. And actually, a lot of clients report, they're like, well, I'm actually really enjoying, you know, not drinking at these events. I didn't need to drink, and I wake up in the morning feeling so proud that I've, you know, got through it. And, you know, the more positive reference points they create, the more they're like, yeah, I can do this, and it's feeling good.
Yeah, indeed. You could even have a non-alcoholic wine, but not tell anybody. Just pretend you're getting drunk.
Exactly. People don't notice, right? Yeah. And often it's human beings, we're social animals. So when we first arrive at an event, we can feel a bit nervous. But I always say to clients is just wait it out. Get a non-alcoholic drink, or just say, you know, I'm really thirsty, can I just have a pint of water? Then you get into the event, right? 10 minutes passes, you start to feel more comfortable, maybe you have something to eat, maybe strike up conversation with people, you know, and that moment passes. And then you sort of get into the event and you enjoy it. And actually, people are far more interested in what's going on with themselves than they are with you. And the other thing to remember is, lots of people are trying to cut down and look after their health now. So, you know, they really don't notice anymore. And most people are probably, if they do notice, probably like, ah, good for you.
Yeah. Good advice. Well, for our listeners, the book, it's all in the book. It's called Overdrinking, A Complete Guide to Lasting Change. It's by Tansy Forrest, who we're chatting to now. And as always, we're selling it on our website, tre.radio. Now, you mentioned you're also, you can also help people with sleep. And I was reading as well with weight loss. Do you have a website people can go to?
Yes, so the book website is drinklesslivewell.com, and my YouTube is just Tansy Forrest. So if they type in Tansy Forrest to YouTube, it will all come up, and there's stuff on alcohol there, there's lovely soothing sleep stuff. Yeah, there's hundreds of videos on there that will help them.
Great stuff. Well, it sounds like the perfect, I'm going to mention the C word, a perfect Christmas present for somebody for starting off the new year as dry January.
Yes, very much so. Well, thank you so much for having me on, Selena. It's
You're
been an
very
absolute
welcome.
Pleasure.
I've loved it. Thank you very much, Tansy.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.